be deeply disappointed, but I want to share this news with you off the top here. And that is that Kamala Harris is out of the race for president. You know, after that shining star, and she had taken on Joe Biden in that first debate and gave him the big smackdown. Was that right at the end of June, right? Anyhow, and then along came Tulsi Gabbard with a lightsaber that took her out of the knees. She never recovered from that. But she competed well, but she announced she just doesn't have the money to continue and said she's not going to tell supporters and volunteers that she has a path forward if she doesn't believe she does. Okay, so that's fair enough. But on MSNBC, we'll get back to the other impeachment stuff, but on this is so predictable. Black woman gets in the race, runs for president. Doesn't win the nomination, is a top-tier candidate, has some people talk to her, it comes, it goes, it ebbs away, we're back to ground zero, and suddenly, it's not because her ideas weren't good, it's not because Tulsi Gabbard took her out of the knees, it's not because her campaign just didn't capture the imagination of voters, no, sir. It's because she's a black woman. You see, it's about racism and misogyny. That's why Kamala Harris is out of the race. And if don't take my word for it. Trust the good folks at MSLSD. They chalked the failed campaign to those exact things. Not Tulsi Gabbard. Not a failure to connect with voters. Not this aloof attitude. None of that. No, it's race and misogyny. Bite number seven. I'll let them explain. Bite number seven.
I do think there is a gender piece here that we still suck at talking about.
No, you're right. And I don't mean to cut you off. You're right.
She told the guys to shut up, right? No,
I need to say this, though. Women are held to a different standard, and black women especially held to a different standard.
I agree. And black women, though, by the way, voted for Trump in the lowest numbers. So they can say they told us so.
Yeah, black women. Of course, you've got the expert Al Sharpton there, the Reverend Al Sharpton. You know, the guy that perpetuated a hoax on all of us about Tawana Brawley and all of those racist things. Yeah, that's him. That's the guy. He's the one stepping up and he's the one making sure that we know Kamala Harris was actually the best candidate in the field, except that she was a black woman. Therefore, she never really had a chance because of all you racists out there. You know, the same ones that elected Barack Obama, but don't let that, you know, cloud your memory. Oh, there is one other thing I want to share with you that I saw yesterday that I found precious, actually. And that was, and I don't know if you saw this, but Donald Trump did like three press events over the course of 2 or 3 hours, spent like 125 minutes taking questions from the media. And then on MSNBC and a couple other places, they were complaining, well, he's just out there too much. He's grandstanding. The guy makes himself more available, not than any president in history, but from any politician in history that I've ever seen. He takes more questions and more topics. He'll talk about impeachment. He'll talk about the economy. He'll talk about NATO. He'll talk about the Middle East. He'll talk about just about everything. Probably not his hair, but he'll talk about just about everything else. Right? And the media is complaining. But during one of those exchanges, the fur starts to fly because he's there with Emmanuel Macron. Macron made some comment about how France is taking ISIS fighters, and Trump turns to him and says, hey, we've got lots of ISIS fighters. You want us to send you a few? We'll send them right over. They're on the stage. And Macron goes into this long-winded explanation of ISIS and ISIS fighters and what France is doing and this and that. And Donald Trump had just said, do you want to take some more ISIS fighters? We'll send them over. This is how the conversation concluded. Bite number six with Emmanuel Macron and President Trump. Bite six. Go.
And don't make any mistake. Your number one problem are not the foreign fighters. This is the ISIS fighters in the region. And you have more and more of these fighters due to the situation today.
This is why he's a great politician, because that was one of the greatest non-answers I've ever heard. And that's okay.
Because sometimes you can have some temptation from the U.S. side. I don't say about President Trump, but could be the press, to say this is European responsibility. I'm sorry to say that. We have some of our people. But if you don't look at the reality of the situation, that is number one, not to be ambiguous with these groups. This is why we started to discuss about our relations with Turkey. But I think any ambiguity with Turkey vis-à-vis these groups is detrimental to everybody or the situation on the ground.
I thought it was absolutely priceless. This is why he's such a great politician. He was one of the great non-answers of all time. And he never did answer the question. He went rambling on about other things there, did Macron. He and the president do not, I don't think they have a warm, fuzzy relationship. I think it's respectful, you know, and so today the president's going to be with Angela Merkel. That should make for some classic television time. It'll be more fun to watch that than liberal law professors pontificate about why you are not smart enough to understand impeachment and why you need it explained to you in small bite-sized terms, right? But I thought it was trivial. Trump getting great praise, by the way, from the NATO General Secretary because of the work that he has done to make sure that people contribute the fair amount to ensure security and military operations are smooth for NATO countries. So great praise. We'll have that coming up a little bit later in the program. But while the Democrats are sitting here messing around with law professors and wasting your time as they fritter and waste the hours in an offhand way, the president is doing the real work of America overseas and in a good way. It's the Steve Gruber Show.